This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to get into this Fortnite topic because I'm a little bit confused. Now, so here's just to kind of pull the curtain back and let you guys into our world. We all arrive a few hours or so before the show. We all get in the same room, crack open our computers, and just start conversating and figuring out what we're going to do for the show. And probably for the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe longer, inevitably, pretty within quick, within the first 10 minutes of all us being there, it immediately usually turns to whatever the adventures were last night in Fortnite. You know, Ben and Kavanaugh kind of got going first, and then Colby jumped in, and then Shippy jumped in, and then even KT got in. And so every night, as we're leaving the show, there's a quick game plan for you guys to figure out what time y'all are all going to be Fortniting together. But as I've watched all this and kind of see it unfold in front of me, there's one thing that really grabbed my attention, and that is Ben is making really good friends, tight friends, important friendships with people he's actually never met, and they are becoming his brosif lovers and carrying him through the virtual world of Fortnite.
Skin, are you talking about my guy Big Steve?
Yeah, Big Steve. Yeah, that's the guy.
So what happened was, over the course of time, and look, I've been away from the video game scene for a long time. Now I'm back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Suck. But I don't know how to, like, the on PlayStations now you have these parties, right? You create a party. Well, what I'm not, you know, we're meeting a lot of different people. We go on these Fortnite adventures together. We love playing with listeners. Well, along the way, we've had these parties, and different listeners can just pop in and say, hey, they can jump in the party, and that means you can hear them on your headset. Even if you're in the middle of a game, they go, hey, what's up, man? I'm Big Tolo. How y'all doing? You're like, oh, great. Thanks for listening.
Wait, there's a guy you hang out with named Big Tolo?
Big
no,
Tolo and Big
Bartolo.
Steve.
Oh, the All-Star game.
So wait, you can't even control who's coming in your party.
You could if you set it to private,
but it's
like an open-door policy.
Gotcha.
I want to meet
okay.
as many listeners doing this as possible. It's an easy way for me to kind of sell it to my wife.
Okay.
So bonding with coworkers, meeting listeners. But part of the problem is everyone is at this game is at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are Jedi level, some people are beginner level. I'm barely above beginner level. I mean, I'm terrible at it.
Okay.
So as you go out on these four-man missions, you get in these crews, and there's different types of experiences to have. You could just go out with a bunch of buddies who are kind of terrible like you, or guys who work at the station, and it's a fun adventure, or listeners who are about like you, but you're going to get killed pretty quickly. I've also had some fun going out on missions with guys that, you know, we've met, where out there playing listeners that are very good, like our guy Happy Chop.
Happy Chop.
What?
Never met him, but Kevin always talks well about Happy Chop.
So that's the opposite of the guy on in the mornings.
Yeah, it's not RJ Chop.
Okay.
It's a guy named Happy Chop.
Okay,
now,
gotcha.
Happy Chop is one of the best I've seen at this game. There's another guy named Kev Inside Her.
Oh, I saw you guys talking about him on Twitter.
Yeah. Kevin Cider.
He drinks cider.
Kevin Cider is a, he's got, a 21 kill game or something. He's killed 21 people. Now, I think the most I've ever killed in a game is 4.
Oh, wow, nice.
So he's killed 21 guys in a game. So anyways, you could go on these missions with those guys, but it kind of sucks because they're killing everyone and you just keep getting killed. They keep reviving you and you end up watching a lot. I don't have a lot of time to play because my wife is judging me so much. So I have to kind of pick and choose spots or play late. And so if I have a chance to play, I want to go on a duo mission.
What?
With somebody who's really good.
So it's just the two of you guys doing what four guys would normally do.
There are three game types. There's solo, duo, and squads.
Okay.
Squads is 4 people.
Okay.
Duo is obviously 2.
Okay.
Two-man crew.
That's for you. That's a bro thing.
You against a bunch of other two-man crews.
Yeah.
A bunch of other bros.
But that way, if somebody dies, you're not going to sit there and watch a bunch of people play. Is that a fair way to say it, Shippy?
Yeah. And it's a little bit easier, too, because it's not as big of a team that you got to knock out if you run into somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I started playing with this guy named Big Steve. He's a listener.
What does he do?
Well, I don't know what he does. I don't really know exactly what he does.
What's this guy?
But Big Steve has become one of my best friends.
Oh, that's
I mean, for life.
Yeah.
Like, if I got remarried again tomorrow, he'd probably be my best man.
That's cool.
I mean, he is very special to me, but I don't really know anything about
it. Big Steve, you got the ring?
Big Steve, Big Steve is my guy.
How do you know when you and Big Steve are going to connect?
Well, every once in a while, it just pops up on my PlayStation. Big Steve has invited you to a game.
And then suddenly your blood
starts
flowing.
Sorry, guys. I got to go. Like, I did that to y'all last night, right?
Yep, you sure did.
Derek Holland.
Yep, it was me, Head, and Derek Holland, and you hopped in, and we're like, all right, we're about to get this game going, Ben. And he goes, whoop, hold on, guys. Got to go hang out with Big Steve.
So you just you ghosted them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Listen, it's going to be
hard.
We had
a hard time finding a fourth, too.
It's going to be hard for Shippy and Head and Derek to adjust to my new friends. Like Big Steve.
Because what if Big Steve doesn't get along with Head?
Yeah. Big Steve is very important to me.
Right.
Right? So Big Steve wants to play. We're going. And here's why. Like that guy, we referenced Chop. All right?
Happy Chop, yeah.
He's really good at this game.
Does he know Big Steve?
Yeah, he's played with Big Steve. Okay, impressed. He's impressed by him. And Kev is impressed. Kevin Sider's impressed by him, too.
Kevin Sider likes
but
Big Steve.
Those guys, if you go out and you play with those guys,
yeah,
they sometimes have a high expectation, and they kind of get, you can feel their disappointment when you
through the computer.
No, through the headset.
Oh.
You can hear their disappointment, like, it's okay that you got us all killed and ruined that 20-minute investment we had because you suck.
They're saying this to you?
They're saying it with their tone.
Right.
You know, it's like, you feel it. You can tell if you screw it up. So if I'm playing with guys that are too good for me, I hate it that I'm costing them wins, and you can feel the tension. And that's where Big Steve's different.
Okay.
Big Steve's always given me encouragement along the way. Like,
he's very accepting.
Yeah. Like me and Big Steve will go out in a duo.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, Big Steve, I got a guy on me. Oh, Big Steve, I'm dead. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll turn around. No problem. And he'll come back and he kills everyone. He's like, here, I'll revive you. And then he stands over me and holds his hand out, and then my health goes zzzk, back to healthy, and I'm not dead anymore.
He's like a generous lover.
When you get shot,
well, no,
multiple
not
times, and you're almost like your health is running out.
Mm-hmm.
The other player can go stand above you while you're down on your hands and knees, and put his hand over you for 10 seconds.
Mike Maddox.
And
style.
If you guys make it for that 10 seconds, then you. Basically, you brought Ben back to life.
So one of these characters is like a televangelist?
They're all kind of like that, I guess.
So Big Steve is so good that he could kill any two-man crew by himself.
Okay.
So I like have this assassin rolling through Fortnite with me.
And you're just like, wee!
Yeah. I'm just going to learn the game. Hey, I shot somebody! And it's like, I'll be peeking my head up over somewhere where it's really dangerous, and I'll get shot in the head and sniped, and he'll go, oh, yeah, you can't stick your head up here. I'll revive you and go kill those guys. I'll be right back.
This is exactly like the two dogs that go everywhere, and there's this big, giant, jacked-up pit bull that's real cool, and the little tiny dog's going, yeah, 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 we're going to kick it, yeah, 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 yeah. And there's just one dog just handling all this stuff, and the other little tiny dog is one doing all the barking.
Yeah, and so I can't tell you anything about Big Steve. I know he's got a kiddo. I'm assuming he's married.
How do you know that much?
Well, I heard a kid in the background on the headset, and I was like, oh, how many kids you got? He's got one.
He may work at a daycare.
I think he's got a son, like a young son, like a two-year-old son, and that's all I know about Steve, but I'm telling you, it's one of my best friends in my life. I mean, we've been in a bunker together, man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I understand it.
You do? Do you get it?
I've got my own Big Steve.
Who's your guy?
It's Timmy B from the D.
Yes,
Timmy B from the D?
I've played with Timmy B from the D. He's
That's
pretty
my guy.
Good. Yeah.
Now, why didn't you connect with Timmy B from the D?
I don't know.
What if we merged duos?
Well, now we're more, now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, see, okay.
Sorry.
Now this is
where
what
it gets a little weird.
No. As Ben was describing this scenario earlier in our meeting, I started having a flashback, and I was like, my God, he has turned Fortnite into a hoop club.
Oh, wow.
Right? Am I right?
Yes.
Because, okay, I want to hear this.
Okay, yeah. Because what happens is like, you know, pickup basketball, you can show up anywhere and play pickup basketball. You know, you're just at the mercy of whoever's there. And so you just hoop. Okay, then if you want, you can start putting games together or whatever. You know, but then, you know, your homeboy might invite someone that's going to screw the game up.
Right.
And so what you do is you try to get a select group where you know everything about them, and it's almost like a climate-controlled environment. Well, if I go there, it's going to be 72 degrees, and they're going to have this, you know. So you create an experience that you can control in a way because you want it to be a good experience every single time. And if you just go and just... If you just go out in the wild and freestyle it, it's hit or miss, and it may be a waste of time. You're trying to create the perfect gaming experience to where it's never a waste of your time, sort of like what you did with Hoop Club.
Scan, you're exactly right. You're a genius. Because, like, if I get a pickup basketball game, and I handpick the guys who are playing, and I know they all understand spacing, they're not going to argue and fight, that's a controlled game that I know it's going to be worth my time investment.
Right.
Now, there are times I like to play Fortnite just with people that are all terrible like I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I've found with my guy, Big Steve, is that it's the happy medium.
Right.
Because it's not, it's a two-man game, and we can just go out and I can watch him and learn from him, and he can revive me and save me.
Right.
Anytime I die, and he kills everyone. So,
and it's fun still.
It's still fun. But like, so here's what happened. So Big Steve and I are playing, and another guy started playing with us. I think his name is Julian.
Oh, little Julian?
Julian Cole. Julian Cole. Julian Cole.
J. Cole.
J. Cole's playing with us.
K.O.D.
And so J. Cole lost some credibility because we had three of us and we needed one person. And Julian Cole was like, oh, I got this girl named Kitty. She's going to play with us. And we were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is she good? He goes, man, she's real good.
Uh-huh. Is she over 18?
And then she played, and she was the worst I've ever seen. And so now
J. Cole?
So now J. Cole's on triple secret probation. Right, I don't know if I can trust his evaluation.
So did you kick him out of the party?
So it's me. Well,
a private party?
So sometimes I will have to do that. I'll say, hey, listen, sorry, me and my guy Big Steve got to go get some duo work. We got to go do some duo work.
Right. And so you and Big Steve went to an earlier party and thought it was lame. And so you said, okay, guys, we're going to bed now. But then you went to a cooler party.
I just am honest with people because they can see that you're on.
Oh.
So I just say, hey, I got to go do some duos with Big Steve. I'll catch you later.
Basically, hey, guys, this is not worth my time. I'm going to go do something better than what y'all are doing.
I'm saying, this was fun while we were doing this.
Right.
Now I'd like to go do something else that's different than this. And so we're with this Big Steve and Julian. And there's this other guy. I think his name is Rick. 027597.
Rick Lou?
Rick
and
Lou.
Rick.
Nice.
So there's a guy, Rick, and Rick's playing with us. And
okay.
I'm like, and the coolest part is you get on the, you guys know this, when you put on the headset and you talk to them and they say they're a Tolo. That's so cool, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I will play games with people because they listen to the station on that alone. Let's go play some games. Now, I don't want to go play for an hour.
Right.
If they've never played.
Right.
And so this guy gets on Rick, and he's playing with us. Great listener, nice guy. And he
Sweet
goes,
Rick.
He go, we go, how long you been playing? He goes, oh, a couple days. And we're like, oh, no.
That's the guy who showed up wearing sandals to play basketball.
Yes.
And gotta drag Rick's ass up and down the court.
And so I knew it was going to be tough, and we were probably going to get rid of him pretty quickly. And so I'm not that familiar with, since I'm old school, and I don't know how the gaming parties work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey, man, sorry, we got to go do some other stuff, but hey, enjoyed this. This was fun. Thanks for listening. Much love. Have fun out there. Learn how to play Fortnite. He's like, okay, well, you know, you could hear the disappointment.
You showed him the door.
He's like, okay, see you later. And so then I start telling my guy, Big Steve, I was like, yeah, man, I knew we were going to have to cut that guy loose.
Uh-huh.
You know, after he said he'd only been playing a few days, and man, he was terrible. And then I noticed no one else is saying anything.
Oh,
it's real quiet. And I'm like, why isn't anyone else talking here? And then all of a sudden I see Rick 027555 has left the party.
Oh, I'm like, oh no!
He was listening the whole time.
Why did you have to dogpile Rick 027219?
I know. And Big Steve was like, well, I thought he might have been listening, so I didn't say anything. But I was like, dude.
Why didn't Big Steve go,
Big Steve,
hey, Rick, you
can,
you Rick, you, it's good to have you still here. Like, right, cut you off.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know. You know, who? I don't know. Listen, I know Big Steve's good at one thing. No, he's good at two things. Killing dudes and reviving me.
Right.
I don't know if he's really good at reading the landscape and talking to guys.
He's not good at social situations.
I just think it's funny that you leave your friends to go hang out with this stranger.
What are you? Hey, watch your mouth. Dude, hey, Big Steve is not a stranger. I resent that. Don't you try to get in between me and Big Steve.
Do you have like a spidey sense that happens like every time every time Big Steve logs on? You hear this? It's coming. Oh, guys, Big Steve just logged on. Hold on.
Big Steve is blind.
Guys, listen. I know we're in the middle of a game. And, you know, we could win with this crew, maybe. Maybe not. But my guy Big Steve just logged in, so I got to go, man.
Wait, what? We're having fun. We're show bonding, and
no,
you told your wife that we were doing that.
No, we're not, man. Listen, there's some things in this game that are more important than anything. And for me...
But Corey got a babysitter.
And for me... For me, I blocked Corey.
He got a babysitter to play with Ben.
I'm sorry, Corey. I'm going to pay for that babysitter. But me and my guy, Big Steve, we got to go get some duo work in, bro.
As soon as Corey lost all that weight and got a babysitter, Ben left him for Big Steve.
Listen, I can only have one guy in Fortnite. And for a while, Kavanaugh was my guy.
Yeah, why'd you get rid of Kavanaugh?
You guys broke up?
Well, he's too good now. He's just so good.
Did he ghost you to go be with someone better?
Well, I mean, he's got his guys too. Okay. Kevin Sider.
Kevin Sider is his guy.
And Sider. we all kind of use Happy Chop. Happy Chop is just, you know, he's a mercenary. You add him to any squad, but he doesn't need a guy. He's just going to roam and have
Happy
a
bunch. Chop.
Mitchell. Yeah. Mitchell's solid.
Oh, Mitchell's good, but he's just goes by that one name.
Mitchell's a winner.
Mitchell's always doing a talk show while you're playing with him, though. That's
Is it Mitchell his first or second name, or is his name Mitchell? Mitchell.
Do you have a guy? Do you have a guy, KT?
Mitchell.
That's your guy?
Oh,
oh no, I didn't know.
That's your Timmy B from the D?
Actually, Matt Ride.
Oh, yeah. Matt Ride is nice
Matt
with
Ride.
This.
Oh, yeah. Or Ride an hour.
Do you have a guy, Skin?
Yeah, Frank Link. He's a guy that...
Frank Link? What's it, a wiener?
I thought Skin was going to say Shedder.
No, it was a bit, because his name is Franklin Carrasco. And so he just...
Franklin K.
Yeah, Franklin K. He went by Frank Link.
Right.
All guy's right. Badass.
Well, anyways, are you worried about me, or do you
no,
think
this sounds you, like you, normal Ben behavior.
How do you feel about my new relationship with Big Steve?
I feel like I would be surprised if by the end of the week we don't have a fifth voice on the show.
Ben Skin, KT Shippy, and Big Steve. Five guys out here talking sports.
But then
and bringing people back to life.
But it's like Big Steve's, if he's not good on the radio, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, Big Steve, about that segment, we're going to move on and do some other segments with that are not like that segment, but we will catch up with you in a little bit, all right? Oh, he'll always know when we're on the air. He'll jump into our party on 105.3. He'll know we're doing it. So,
good times.
Can't wait to meet this guy.
Oh, me too, man. I'm a really...
One day I'll meet my best friend.
Oh, the godfather to my kids, and I've never met him. I love you, Big Steve. You're the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.